Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
By definition.
Exactly.
when sun goes down, you will find me hanging down. The nightlife ain't a good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be's. And the nightlife ain't a good life, but it's my life. Listen to the blues they're playing. Listen to what the blues are saying. Mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. And the nightlife ain't a good life, but it's my life. Listen to the blues they're playing. Listen to what the blues are saying. Mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. And the nightlife ain't a good life, but it's my life.
over there and rip their heads off, every one of them.
Yeah, yeah, that would probably work, too, since they're so tired from beating us mercilessly. But since we rented the cop uniforms, let's just try it my way, all right? Hey, dude, what's up?
Yo, Neil, is that you?
Yeah, yeah, it's me. Neil.
Hey, it's Jason, man. We just got back from laying a beating on these guys. I mean, we messed them up good.
Listen.
And the whole time, this guy's just lying there, crying like a little girl. Wait, I'll get Terry.
No, don't get Terry. Look, the reason I'm calling is this. There's all these guys going around to the different frat houses pretending to be cops. But they're not real cops. They're fake cops. They just robbed a bunch of stuff from the Delta Psi house. So don't be fooled, okay?
Sure thing, dude. Thanks for calling.
Okay, no problem there, dude. Now, you go back to doing something latently homoerotic, all right? Hello, real cops? Yes, I'd like to register a complaint.
All right, fellas. You got a little complaint about the noise.
Whatever you say, officer.
What's it about? We need backup!
Ow! Come on!
Okay, we'll take care of these two.
Thanks, boys.
You got it.
Hey, frat sisters, remember us?
I'll take this one. I'll take the next one.
All right, man.
If you leave me now,
It's a lumberjack match between Rick Rude and Rowdy Roddy Piper. Hulk Hogan, he faces the Macho King Randy Savage in what many are calling the final showdown.
Oh, yeah. Motown, Detroit, Michigan, yeah. February the 23rd is the date that will live in infamy, yeah. And I am ecstatic, yeah. Ecstatic to get a chance at you, Hulk Hogan, yeah. I am the one man that you don't want to defend your World Wrestling Federation Championship belt against, yeah. Because I have worn it before, yeah. And the second time is going to be sweeter than the first. Special referee, Iron Mike Tyson, yeah. Possible referee that could call it right down the middle, yeah. And I'm glad if he don't. Iron Mike Tyson in the Kingdom of the Madness. Swappo, yeah. I am the one.
The special referee Mike Tyson when Hulk Hogan meets the Macho King Friday night, February 23rd at the Joe Louis Arena.
Everybody I talk to is ready to leave with the light of the morning. They've seen the end coming down long enough to believe that they've heard their last warning. Standing alone, each has his own ticket in his hand. And as the evening descends, I sit thinking about every man. Seems like I've always been looking for some of the get it together. Where with a few of my friends I could give up the race and maybe find something better. But all my fine dreams, well thought out schemes to gain the motherland, have all eventually come down to
make it.
just another dreamer dreaming about every man.
So special, so above the law. You think you can do just as you please. I told you you'd make a mistake and I'd be waiting.
Watch his feet, man. He can key with his feet.
He can do anything he wants with his feet. Really think those Green Beret karate tricks gonna help you against all these boys?
Well, it doesn't look to me like I really have any choice now, does it?
That's right, you don't.
You know what I think I'm gonna do then? Just for the hell of it.
Tell me.
I'm gonna take this right foot, and I'm gonna whop you on that side of your face. And you wanna know something? There's not a damn thing you're gonna be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
That Indian son of a bitch.
Thank you. don't know the law.
This is Thunderdome. Shoot him. No, no. Look at his face. He's got the mind of a child. It's not his fault. Lester, I'm sorry. Everything.
This wasn't part of the deal.
was a terrible thing, terrible thing.
Oh, Russell, I feel sick.
Oh, take it easy, honey. These things happen, you know.
Now, what kind of an attitude is that? These things happen. They only happen because the whole country is just full of people who, when these things happen, they just say, these things happen, and that's why they happen.
Let's try not to get upset.
Come on, Russell. We've got to have control of what happens to us. We left it up to you. We never hear the last of it.
I understand.
But you're the one that
you're
did it.
Right,
please.
You're right.
And do you know what all those half-wit morons up in Sacramento do about it? They just sit there with their big feet up on their big desks and milk 15 million people of as much grab.
Listen, I want to say something. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I've got to say something.
He's having to resort to punching. Oh, I think he punched the referee. Disqualified Flair.
Thinking about using that chair.
Oh, threw the chair out. And Rico caught the roundhouse. Beautiful. Right in the head. He got him in the head. He got the three. I can't believe that.
All right.
Are you, you got to be kidding. Stop and broke by Rico.
Rico.
You won. Yes, you won. Flair hesitated about using that chair. And the dirtiest player of the game that I know. Yes. But I'm taking Rico's head off of that chair. Raise his hand, referee. This is impressive. Ric Flair beaten by Rico! I can't believe this! What an upset victory!
What do you think is going through the mind of Ric Flair when I lose to a guy like Rico? Don't bother me. I'll tell you what his thoughts are. I'll tell you exactly what his thoughts are. He's humiliated. He's embarrassed. What's the matter with you, huh? At one time, you were the man. I looked up to you. I idolized you. And this is what you've become. I can't even believe you held this title 16 times. 16 times! Heavyweight champion of the world. And you just lost a match to a man that can't even hold your jock. You've lost it, Flair. You've lost it. You've lost your instincts. You've lost your guts. If this is the way you're gonna be, why don't you just do everybody a favor? Why don't you just give it up? Retire. Get out while the getting's good. The Ric Flair I see before me right now is pathetic.
Pathetic? You know what pathetic is. Pathetic is walking around with the most coveted trophy in this sport, the World Heavyweight Championship, without earning it. That's pathetic. And as far as Ric Flair goes, you don't know what I'm all about and never will. And you don't know what I'm capable of either.
Oh, I think I do know, Ric. I think I do know.
my thing. I'm going to work.
Your heart.
My heart? My heart's still ticking.
Yeah, but the doctor said...
I know what I'm doing. You know, the only place I get hurt is out there. The world don't give a shit about me.
I'm here. I'm really here. What do you call that?
You hear them? This is where I belong. I gotta go.
No. Randy. Randy.
A lot of people told me that I'd never wrestle again, and that's all I'd do. You know, if you live hard, and you play hard, and you burn the candle at both ends, you pay the price for it. You know, in this life, you can lose everything you love, everything that loves you. Now, I don't hear as good as I used to, and I forget stuff. And I ain't as pretty as I used to be. But goddamn it, I'm still standing here, and I'm the ramp. As time goes by, they say he's washed up. He's finished. He's a loser. He's all through. You know what? The only ones who are gonna tell me when I'm through doing my thing is you people here. You people here are the ones who are worth bringing it for, because you're my family. I love all of you. Thank you so much.
Great talk, man.